We're in the money, we're in the money. We've got a lot of what it takes to get along. We're in the money, the skies are sunny. Old man depression, you are through, you've done us wrong. We never see a headline about a...
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, Dad's Point of View. Thank you, Fred Astaire, for that song called We're in the Money. Talking about money in college is part of the topic today. You can email me at bruce@brucesallen.com. That's Bruce and Sallen, S-A-L-L-A-N.com, or you can tweet me at Bruce Sallen. Have a special guest today, Joe Brasher of manvdadhood.com. That's his site, manvdadhood.com. Joe has a young son and a daughter, and he teaches middle school special education right outside of Seattle. He is also stopping by Dad Chat tonight to share something about Daduary, which is something that he is doing this month. So, Joe, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Bruce. I'm very glad to be on here.
Well, I'm honored to have you, and especially happy you're going to be joining Dad Chat tonight for those listeners that are hearing the show live. But what the heck is Daduary?
Daduary really is just a celebration of dads in general. And, you know, in December, social media just finished Septemberd, and Movember, which was all about awareness for men's health issues.
Men's health, right?
Exactly, men's health. But the idea was just, I like to play with words. So Daduary just kind of seemed like what fit. And I was like, well, what could it be? And, you know, something just a little more than Father's Day. And to just talk about dads and have them back in the social consciousness.
Very cool, very cool. I've noticed on your website you've had a post each week. Different posts about Daduary. So those people that would like to find out more about it, make sure you go to manvdadhood.com and you can see what's being written for Daduary. So, Joe, you and I have talked occasionally about what it's like to be a middle school teacher, which is, of course, nowadays considered one of the hardest transitions for our kids, and more specifically, what it's like to be a male middle school teacher, and the differences between how boys and girls are being raised and taught and educated. So I'd love your thoughts. I gave you a very big arena there, Joe.
That is very big, and I hope I don't stick my foot in my mouth.
Oh, don't worry. I do it all the time.
Well, I really enjoy doing middle school education because, like you said, it is a period of transition for students. And for boys and girls, you have hormones that you don't really understand. And I've had many conversations with kids at this age where what they're feeling is very real to them. And parents at the time, seeing what comes down the road and already being through middle school, downplay it. And they say it's not important. And I've had conversations with kids who don't feel safe at home because of how they feel on the inside. They don't feel that they're safe enough to talk about it to their own parents. So it can be a very discouraging period of time if they don't have anyone they can talk to. And teachers are pushing, learn this, learn this, learn this. And parents are pushing, be this, be this, be this. And they're not able to explore who they are. And for girls and boys, that's two different things.
It sure is. But the other thing that I think is going on that's really bizarre, and I'm really kind of taking you in a different direction, is the volume of homework that now exists.
Mm-hmm.
There never was the level of homework that there is for our kids starting in elementary school.
Right.
Let alone the projects that they have to do in middle school.
Right. It's funny you say that because my daughter is in her second year of preschool. She starts kindergarten next year, and she just started having homework just this last week where she brings some letters home to trace them. And even though she's very excited for school, it seems like people are trying to get their kids into Harvard when they're five.
Well, people in New York are competing to get their kids into preschools.
Mm-hmm.
Again, something I think that's just sort of absurd. Continue on, though, with the whole boy and male and lack of male teacher concept and where that is, what the impact of all that is.
Well, like we said, in middle school, everybody's going through changes. Girls have plenty of teachers that they can find a personality that fits with them, find somebody to talk to about it. Boys, just without the males around, can't find the personality that they can mesh with to talk to it about it because there just aren't enough around. And so it's just a matter of there aren't enough places for boys to seek to try to find it. So where do they go? They go to online, they go to movies, they go to TV, which are not dialogues. It's just telling you this one person's point of view of what they should do and how they should feel. And so you have boys doing American Pie, and you have boys doing Porky's, and you have boys doing all these what are classic coming-of-age movies, but they're not the right idea. It needs to be the dialogue, and they just don't have that ability to have a dialogue with a man to talk about, hey, this is how I'm feeling, or even just have somebody be like, you know what, it's time to stop being a kid and suck it up and deal with this problem.
Not only, I mean, I'm listening to you and I'm thinking, yeah, that's a big problem, but then you have all the facts, the facts and the misinformation that they get from each other, plus mm-hmm. the internet and porn, YouTube, which is a lot worse than, say, broadcast television.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Because with the internet, you can find whatever opinion you want to have agree with you. However you feel at that time, you can find.
Yeah, no, I understand. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. We had a special show at the end of the year about online safety, mm-hmm. and this is another area where I think parents are often incredibly negligent in allowing their children open access to the internet. I wonder if you've seen much evidence of that kind of being a problem among your middle school, you know, kids.
I have, and even though I have more exposure to some of the special education kids, the parents there, they might restrict the time, but not always the content. If my child will sit quietly and look at this for 10 minutes so I can have a break, that's okay with me. And so that can be damaging, because they're like, they ask me if they can go on YouTube and look at some videos, and I ask them, what are you going to look at? And I say, oh, just some videos, this and that. And so I'll watch them, and they go into things that are not vulgar or inappropriate, things that it just doesn't help them out. It's not something that they should be looking at. And so it's just, I think parents are using some tools, but not monitoring them correctly.
Well, I think part of that problem is that parents are just lazier. You have many dual working households.
Yeah.
Parents come home in these rough economic times. They're exhausted. So there's a lot of reasons for this. I don't approve of it, but it's what's going on.
It's tough, and it is rough. And you know, there's some days where I just feel like laying there, and I have to shake myself out of it and try to push through certain points of the day where I'm falling asleep, because I know that I don't want to fall into that myself. And it's not an easy thing, because you're so tired and you just want to take a break. But then you have your kids at home who are trying, who want something from your attention. They want your affection. They want to learn about the world from you. And if they can get it from you, they'll go to wherever they can get it.
And they can get it wherever. That's the thing that's so amazing.
Yeah.
You know, we're almost out of time, Joe. I'd be real curious. The other question that boggles my mind is, what has happened to men taking up teaching as a profession in the lower grades? It seems to have changed dramatically. Can you explain why you think that may be?
I think there's many reasons to it. One of them could be the process of becoming a teacher. I had one of the worst economic years as a man trying to provide for his house, in the process of becoming a teacher and working part-time through school and then taking 3 months unpaid to do my student teaching. And it was a very harsh time. Mm-hmm. And I have several friends myself, several guys my age, who have tried to get into teaching and couldn't make enough to support themselves or their families and got away from it and things like that. And so there's the process to get to it, the amount of money that you get as a, you know, to come off of all the work you put in to get there doesn't seem to be a payoff. And then there's the negative. It's almost like being a used car salesman now, because you don't have a lot of respect. It's not a very highly respected.
That's sad. That's sad. All those make total sense to me. Listen, Joe, we're out of time. Please remind again my listeners where they can find you and learn more about you and Daduary.
They can find me on manvdadhood.com and also on Twitter with @manvdadhood. So I'm there and I'm around, and I try to make myself easy to find. I'd love to have a conversation with anyone, and thank you for having me on.
It's a pleasure, Joe. I will see you tonight for our Dad Chat. It is time for another break. You can tweet me at Bruce Salen or email me at bruce@brucesalen.com. This is the Bruce Salen Show. We'll be back with some closing remarks after these commercials.
To the affirmative, don't mess with Mr. In-Between.
All right.
You gotta spread joy up to the maximum. Boy. Bring gloom down to the minimum.
Way down, way down.
Or else, pandemonium liable to walk upon the scene. That's